Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, that calls me from.
Welcome to the Pray With Me podcast. Again, thank you for joining me for another episode on this Sanctified Sunday, where we focus on praying for churches and for various congregations around the world. This Sunday, we are praying for, in a series of praying for congregations of the church that are found like the ones found in the Bible. And we started in the book of Revelation, where there are seven churches of Asia Minor. And the first two we didn't note, but I'm noting this week that Ephesus is what we call to be estranged Ephesus. And then Smyrna is steadfast Smyrna. And this week we are praying for churches like permissive Pergamos or Pergamum, depending on your translation. It's found in Revelation chapter 2, verses 12 through 17. And it says, "And to the angel of the church in Pergamos write, these things says he who has the sharp two-edged sword. I know your works and where you dwell, where Satan's throne is. And you hold fast to my name and did not deny my faith even in the days in which Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was killed among you, where Satan dwells. But I have a few things against you, Jesus says, but because you have there those who hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to put a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed to idols, and to commit sexual immorality. Thus you also have those who hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate. Repent, or else I will come to you quickly and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth." And Jesus would continue on there. So would you pray with me for churches like Pergamos who were permissive? Father in heaven, we thank you for all the church around the world. We thank you for every congregation that's found. And we pray at this time for the congregations that are like this church in Pergamos, where some have remained faithful and not denying you or your son, even to the death, that they went to their graves as faithful. And we're thankful for their encouragement and their example in that way. But we also know that, and we pray for these congregations that have some who hold to other teachings that end up putting stumbling blocks before others. We pray that these individuals in these churches and the churches with them would help them to overcome those stumbling blocks and to help those people that are putting those stumbling blocks there before others. To not do those things, to instead build others up rather than tearing them down. And Father, we also know that the church in Pergamos was some held to teachings which you hate. And we don't want any church to be like that. We want every church to hold to the true sound teachings of your Bible that you love. And so we pray for churches around the world that are like this church, that have some faithful and some not. We know, Father, that every church is not perfect. They were found perfect in Christ. And Father, we desire that those who are in these churches would repent of their wicked teachings and the false teachings that come, and that they would all overcome and remain faithful in order to receive what Jesus had promised to this church in Pergamos. We pray that other congregations around them would not follow their examples to do evil, but instead would warn them of their unruly ways and do so with kindness and gentleness and with prayer. And we thank you for the opportunity to repent when we do find things wrong in perhaps our teachings or our lives. We're thankful for your patience, Father, and we pray all these things in the name of your Son and by his authority. Amen. Again, thank you for joining me in prayer this morning. Remember to pray like it all depends on God, but to work like it all depends on you. Until next time.
My soul. escaped the death.